Thank you. That was the only good question I had, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Would you like to give us a 25-word summary?
Yes. The huge ponds that they're proposing to build will absorb the water that possibly might come from some of the uplands that are currently using those man-made ditches, even though they may currently be obstructed and not and preventing water from flowing through there. But as it is now, even in a heavy storm.
That's more than 25 words. You're going to have to get a variance. Good luck with that.
Well, okay. I knew Kevin
Mr.
was watching me, see if I was listening, so I had to,
Mr.
I had to pay attention.
Tell me again on the additional 15 or 25-acre site. This is a two-parcel subdivision?
No, this is currently one parcel, and there has been the area of 12 acres has been surveyed out, has it not, Keith?
That is correct. Keith Rudy with McCrone. The preliminary plan submitted for your consideration, it's sinking, actually calls out for a de facto subdivision of that 12-acre parcel. That 12-acre parcel will be a residual to be retained by the trustees of the Episcopal Diocese of Church of Delaware, the current land.
And be developed at a later time.
It will be able to be developed at a later date. That is correct.
What's the access?
Our plan submitted for your consideration has two points of access. Again, Mr. West mentioned.
For that 12 acres?
Just for the 12 acres. There's two points of acres through our site.
Through your site?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Will the fitness center and pool be accessible to the public, or will it just be?
I'm sorry.
Pool and fitness center, will it be open to the public in any way, or will it just be to the members of the community?
No, Dave West, PUMH. Our intention is to open the fitness center to the general public. Very similar to what we do at the Manor House, the Wesley Wellness Center is open to the general public so that residents from with the area as well as individuals within the community do take advantage of the fitness and wellness activities, yes.
Thank you. No further questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lang?
Just an observation and review of the comments from the County Engineering Department. They make reference to wastewater capacity being available for the project at 4.0 EDUs per acre. And then they make reference again to that capacity is available to serve this project if you do not exceed 330 EDUs. So you have adequate capacity to serve the project through SOAR, the way it appears. Just observation, just to make that clear on the record.
Okay.
And the other question I had originally was, because I didn't catch all your unit numbers, I'm trying to read your document that was submitted quite a while ago in your letters, and the numbers are a little bit different. The actual number of units will be 164 main building apartments, 30 villa building apartments, 38 single family homes, and then 94 of the healthcare type units. So it comes out to 326. Is that right? Now we got your chart right here. Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was right. I was trying to interpret the comparison of the four EDUs referenced in the engineering documents and then your 7.6 units on acre for the Maramosa and then 5.4 units at independent living calculations. There's kind of a mix of numbers there. Just trying to make sure I had the right numbers. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Couts?
No additional questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, more of a statement. A lot of what you talked about will be site plan driven, you know, when that comes for review, like the parking. One thing to think about that I think you're going to need to address or explain when you come for site plan is in the presentation tonight, you talked about a large wing of that building being apartments. The zoning code, apartments are multifamily, and I think you need to start looking then at building sizes and separation issues if they're apartments or multifamily. I mean, I think that's probably something that can be addressed maybe, but certainly need to take into account its site plan.
Yeah. Was the apartment, just to go add to that, was the apartment buildings, the three buildings that are self?
Yeah, that's, are they?
From the rest of the big building?
Yeah, is it, that would help.
I wasn't sure either.
What,
man overboard.
It looked like the blue part was also just apartments, like general apartments, from the, what the testimony was, and not, you know, convalescent, I guess, in nature. Or orange or brown or whatever color it is on there.
Okay. I forgot what
it was. We've got the three apartment buildings. That's
right.
one portion
right.
of it that's kind of obscured by the by the map on top of it. But then you also have the independent living apartments, and which are the orange off the
right.
sides. Is that what we're talking about? The assisted living, I'm sure you're not talking about.
Yeah, no. I was. You're going to need to clarify those apartments that I guess are phase two and phase one down at the bottom when you come in for site plan, because I think you're going to have to work with the commission and staff to see whether that needs to be separated, because there's some separation requirements in the zoning code if they're apartments. Now, I don't know if that applies if they're assisted living or more convalescent, I guess you'd say, in nature, because that has a different definition of the zoning code.
So we're thinking they might need to be, you mean separated from the main building?
Yeah, I mean, because it talks about, what is it, 165 feet?
165-foot maximum length
yeah.
for an apartment, multifamily-type structure. If the extreme would be to go for a variance to the board when
right.
they apply for the height variance based on design.
Have you got an option on that 12 acres? Might need it.
Okay.
Might not either, but it just needs to be clarified, you know, what kind of apartments those are.
As you know, Ms. Hansen, it's my job to mess with you and your applicant a little bit. So, consider my job well done this evening. It's time to, yes, sir.
I don't have anything else.
Would they be okay. similar to the apartment-type units that are in the manor house in Seaford that are basically it's more like a motel room than it is an actual full apartment? It's got a small kitchenette, a bathroom, a bedroom, and a sitting area.
Dave West, PUMH. Well, they do have kitchen areas and a sitting area and a bedroom and bathroom.
But it's not a full-blown bedroom apartment?
Well, they range from one to two-bedroom
okay.
apartments.
It could be.
So.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that further in details.
The newer units are more apartment-like than the ones in Seaford. If you go to the Chestertown facility, that's the newest one of the group. You'll see them; they look more like apartments. There is a solution to this problem. We just can't solve it here tonight. But I'm sure.
Bring it to your attention.
Yeah, but just something that you'll have to address and. And I'm sure that there's some reasonable solution, because I think everyone recognizes that it's a specialized use. We were just thinking maybe it should be an RPC instead of a, you know.
I think that we had looked
really,
at that.
Really, it's what it is. It's a residential planned community. You know, maybe that's and you have a lot more flexibility. Just a thought. It'll only take you 16 months to get on the agenda again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else on the commission at this point? Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you've been tremendously patient this evening, and I appreciate that very much. It is now your time to speak, if you would like, and we'll stay here just as long as you would like us to, as long as you don't get up and all say the same thing, because then I'll kind of have to stop you. But I don't have to be anywhere until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, so... is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1790, Martha's Light, LLC? All right, then. Yes, sir. Step right up.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Souter. I'm the Director of Fitness at the Manor House. And I'm in favor of Mariposa. It has a lot to do similar to the Manor House. I can speak personally. I've been employed there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. My grandmother's lived her last 9 years there. And we do, as the Wellness Center Director, we serve the public, as your question was asked, and I believe Mariposa is going to also. And I'd like to extend the invitation to any one of you to come over and visit, and I can show you around. And it's a really neat facility, a good concept, and it really does work. And the thing I really like about the business is that we do have an outreach to the community. So, just for the record, I think that was like 24 words, too.
Thank you, young man. Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is Bill Wickham. I'm the rector, pastor, priest, whatever, at St. Martha's Episcopal Church in Bethany. When we looked at uses for this land, one of the things that some people said, we could get more money if we just sold it to a major developer. But we wanted to look at other options that would serve the area. And we felt that something like a continuing care retirement community was much more needed, was lacking here. And so that's why we talked, we made approaches to four groups, including PUMH. They felt the best match for us and for the area, and we just think it's an excellent idea.
Was this the same land that was being considered for a school at one time?
Yes. When it was first given, Mary Lighthype, who gave it to the diocese and the church, asked that first what be explored is the possibility of an Episcopal school. And so studies went through with the diocese, the area, local churches, and it didn't seem, at least at that point, that it would be feasible to establish a school. And so once that had been looked at, then it went back to the diocese and the parish to decide what to do. But yes.
All right, then. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Okay. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay. Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1790? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning. Once again, I want to thank you for your patience, and also want to remind you that if you do choose to leave now, we are still in session up here, so if you do choose to leave, if you could do it quietly, we would appreciate that. Thanks.